Selamun aleyküm ve rahmetullah ve berekatuhu ya ibadallah.
Aleyküm selam ve rahmetullahi ve berekatuhu.
Such a beautiful cemaat I see this morning. My brothers and sisters closer to me than my own family. All clean, purified. Thanks and grace to Allahu Ta'ala that He has cleansed us this morning of our sins and beautified us with the strength of Iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith-i sharif says, Allahu Ta'ala sends His angels on all corners of the world this morning. They stand on each road and shout, O Ummat Muhammad, come to your Lord, the most merciful, the most generous. All the creation hears us. But alas, we cannot. And as you enter the mosques, Allahu Ta'ala tells to His angels, be my witnesses, I am giving my love and my pleasure to them as a reward of their obeying me during the month of Ramadan. I forgive all their sins. And Allahu Ta'ala addresses us. Oh, my beloved servants, ask from me this morning all that you wish, and I will give you all that you wish. And I will hide your errors and your wrongs from each other so that not to embarrass you, as long as you remember me and obey me. So return to your homes forgiven and clean. As you have pleased me, I am pleased with you. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, ibadallah, for a whole month, in obedience to Allahu Ta'ala, we have not eaten, we have not drunk, we haven't come close to our wives, and we have been careful with all our members, our hands, so that it does not take but give, not hurt but caress, our eyes to take lessons from what we see. We plucked our ears to blasphemy and to lies. It is an effort, ibadallah, 16 hours and over in this hot summer. We wouldn't have done it if our mothers have asked us to fast one day, if our wives would have asked us to fast one day. We wouldn't have done it if it was an obligation, if somebody would have holding a gun on our heads. And indeed, we didn't do it out of fear of Allah Ta'ala either. For we see there are many who do not fast and nothing happens to them. So indeed, although it was made easy for us, it's a feat. And for what? We didn't ask for money for it. We didn't ask for fame for it. We didn't ask for nothing, and only with it for Allah Ta'ala's sake and in obedience to Him. Others do such feats too. They climb the Mount Everest. They run 100 meters faster than others, but they get great deal of rewards. Ya ibadallah, if for a whole month, 16 hours a day, we would obey to Allah Ta'ala not to eat, not to drink, and to be careful what we touch, what we look, what we hear, such total obedience, why can't we the rest of the time also obey to Him and not to lie, not to cheat, and not to do the things which He asks us not to do, and to do the things which He asks us to do. So today, for all of us, I do not beg to Allah Ta'ala and I do not pray to Him so that it increases our food or gives us new homes or benefits and fame in this world, for He does that anyhow. So I pray to Him, Ya Rabbi, give us the strength of Iman.
Amen.
Give us the patience of Iman.
Amen.
Give us the knowledge of the truth of Islam.
Amen.
So that the whole life which is left to us, we would be able to show the persistence and the obedience which we have done it during this month of Ramadan. Amen. Bi hurmati Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Taha wa Yasin. Now we are all clean. Now we return back to this world out there. And when we look, what do we see? But disasters. We see Muslim killing Muslim in Syria and Iraq, in Afghanistan, all around the place. We see the enemies of Islam killing us as if we were not human beings, women and children. We see poverty. We see immorality. We hardly see anything beautiful and enviable amongst the human beings. So what is going on, ibadallah? Is it the Shi'i against the Sunni? It is the strong against the weak? It is the rich against the poor, or the poor against the rich? It's the black against the white? Is it the Christian against the Muslims? No. None of that. All these horrible things which is happening all around us, it is because duality. It is because I and you. It is because mine and yours. It's my idea against your idea. It is my interest against your interest. The duality. But there is a world, ibadallah, where there is no duality, and that is called wahda, unity. And we did have once unity. And when we had that unity, we were beautiful, we were enviable, we were rich, we were wise, we were strong, all feared and respected and loved us, unlike today. At the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a saintly ashab called Salman al-Farsi. He was from Iran, and he was a prince and rich. He heard the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he fell in love with him He left all the riches and the fame behind, and he came to Medina-i Munawwara. And all his life he stood at the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the rest of the Ashab Safwa. His eyes at the door, so that he will come out, so that they will see his beautiful face. So one day, the Ashab Kiram and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in a community such as this. And all of a sudden, somebody came out from the door, a foreigner. And it was customary, he introduced himself. I am so-and-so, Ibn so-and-so, from such-and-such place. And one by one, everybody introduced to themselves, I am so-and-so, Ibn so-and-so, from such-and-such place. When the time came to Hazrat Salman al-Farsi, he said, Ana Muslim Ibn Islam. That is how he introduced himself. I am a Muslim, the son of Islam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he smiled and he said, Salman is from my Ahli Bayt. Salman is my son. Salman is from my household. So, Ya Ibadallah, if you too want to be the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if you too want to be from Ahli Bayt Mustafa, all what you have to say, not that I am Tosun, son of Tursun from Istanbul, the country of Turkey. No! Ana Muslim, Ibn Islam. If we would throw this identity, this me and mine, and my idea, my property, my name, my country, then, Ibadallah, again, we will be supreme. Again, we will be together. Ya Rabbi, have mercy upon Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, for this blessed day, forgive the sins of Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, although we are not worthy of it, Ya Rabbi, bless us
Amen.
With unity.
Amen.
Bi hurmati Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Taha wa Yasin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد المهتدى الملوان وتاكب الاثاران وكرر الجديدان واستكمل الفرقدان وبرك بروحه وارواح اهل بيته من التحيات والسلام وبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا 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 وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الانبياء والمرسلين والانبياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى اهل سعادتك اجمعين من اهل السماوات واهل الارضين ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين